Chapter 1. Seasons Come and Seasons Go. The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on, nor all thy piety nor wit shall lure it back to cancel half a line, nor all thy tears wash out a word of it. Omar Khayyam. I was rummaging through an old hope chest when I came upon a stack of crispy and yellowed papers. I recognized the construction paper hearts and stick pencil sketches immediately. The awkward drawings and rhyming poems of my children, all preserved with the full intent of keeping them safe forever. Storing these papers in this chest had been my busy mother filing system. It was as if I had the wispy dream that I could hold on to my children by holding on to their artwork and scribbled words. But wishful thinking doesn't hold back the days or years. My children have been grown a long time now. In fact, they've been gone so long that their children are beginning the leaving process. So it goes. Season has followed season, and here we are, the littles, the middles, and the olders, all living in seasons that won't stop changing. We all are living in a world we experience uniquely, becoming who we are and who we will be. That is the nature of life. For the most part, these changing seasons seem right. But when we find ourselves moving from a season we've loved into a season we're not so sure we'll like, it can be a challenge to find the strength, will, and just plain courage to keep going. It's often been said, old age isn't for sissies. But I can tell you, there's no place for sissy living in many of the seasons of life. Seasonal changes start early. Leaving the womb catapults us into a world of incredible challenges. Childhood is touted as carefree, but not every stage of childhood is welcomed. Some come with great awkwardness and emotional angst, but each stage is necessary to become the adults we long to be. And, too, there are victories to be celebrated with each milestone we face. I laughed out loud when one of my granddaughters observed her pimple-free face in the mirror and declared, "Puberty has been kind to me." She had traversed a worrisome, pimply season toward adulthood, and she had won. But as we grow toward and through adulthood, sometimes the seasons bring concerns we haven't faced before. Relationships become more intense and more significant. Marriages, good or bad, start, continue, or sometimes break up. No matter what happens, life is never the same. We are constantly changing, and the confident choices made at 20 can become the heart pangs of 40. The happily ever after at the altar can become the never any longer. I've learned over the years that it's impossible to make a perfect decision because we don't know the future. Marriages don't always work out. Singleness isn't always as free as you thought it would be. And life is always full of surprises. So leaning into each season and learning its lesson is one of the gifts of living, and there are many gifts in this life. If you welcome children into your family, no amount of preparation matters. No one can adequately describe the pangs of childbirth and the exhilaration of hearing that first cry. You will wear that child on your heart for the rest of your days, and through unknown seasons, through incredible highs and terrifying lows, through overwhelming joy and wrenching concern, each day goes back and forth between, "Isn't he amazing?" and "Whose kid is that?" One minute you've baked your last cupcake for a homeroom party, and then before you turn around, your 16-year-old is leaving the driveway in a car that is way too big and powerful for her. Yet to deny her that privilege is to deny her the very essence of her life, growing up. It's a season of one last time. So while you are living in these times, remember there are only so many of them, and when they are gone, you will yearn for just one more day of them, for one last time. Author unknown. Then you watch the 20-somethings fall in love.